This is Dave Glowatz. I'm here with Ben Jarowski of the Chicago Reader. Good day, Ben.
It's good. Sunny.
Yeah.
Train's running. Chicago's good.
And here we are under the L talking about Ben's column titled MVP or Mope that appeared in the Reader on February 5th, 2009. Ben, this article focuses on 49th Ward Alderman Joe Moore and whether an objective observer perhaps would consider him politically progressive or independent of Mayor Daley. You lead off the story by reporting that The Nation magazine named Moore one of 2008's most valuable progressives. I'm interested in this idea of criteria for deciding whether an alderman is progressive or independent. Now, I'm thinking about some organization's criteria for that. For example, a little while ago, we were talking about the Independent Voters of Illinois, an organization called IVI-IPO. They do ratings of elected officials, and one of their regular ratings is best aldermanic voting record. And what they do is they pick out different city council votes that jibe with their organizational positions, so-called progressive positions, and then they see which alderman lined up with their position on each one of those votes, and the aldermen that correlate most with their positions, they get awards. And Joe Moore has won that award for 6 years. So that's their criterion. I'm just curious what you think about what are good criteria for judging whether an alderman is progressive or independent.
You have to distinguish between progressive and independent. Reform would be another category. The gentleman who wrote for The Nation, his name is John Nichols, I presume knows nothing about Chicago politics, doesn't follow it. And so sort of the issues that I focus on are of no significance to him, nor should they be of any significance to him. He's thinking in terms of national politics. In terms of national politics, I would say that Joe Moore absolutely is what we would call a progressive. He led the fight against Walmart and for better wages. That in and of itself would endear him to progressives on a national front who don't really care about what's going on in Chicago. In terms of the Independent Voters of Illinois, they have their own criteria. They don't want to be as isolated as, for instance, I am. They exist in a very real world, a world of Chicago politics, and so they have to make accommodations with that very real world. And so they end up endorsing all sorts of people who I don't think even vaguely fit the independent label. I could argue that the position an alderman has, in contrast to his all-powerful, dictatorial, totalitarian mayor, may be a sign of his progressiveness. But when I think of somebody as an independent, I view that as someone who's willing to criticize the powers that be on the most fundamental issues of political reform. And the most obvious one in the city of Chicago is our budget process, and in particular, the way we handle TIFs and the way we give the mayor overwhelming control over the city budget and the way we allow him to waste incredible amounts of money on frivolous projects while our schools and parks are underfunded. So those are the critical issues of independence as I see them. There's also issues of criticizing the police department for police brutality. There's issues of criticizing the mayor on corruptions and scandals. So I recognize there are many other issues, but I've noted that it's more likely for somebody to criticize the mayor on something like police brutality, at least in the black community, than it is to criticize the mayor on how he spends billions and billions of dollars. So I think there's very few political independents in this town. They pick and choose when they will take a stand against the mayor.
Who else on the city council do you consider meet your criteria for more independent sorts?
I don't think there are any true independents at all in the city council. I think that Joe is the closest and Tony Preckwinkle is the closest. I would think that Scott Wagasback from the 32nd Ward has potential. He's pretty much just learning as he goes. He gave the most on-target criticism of the mayor's plan to sell the parking meters, which was a complete boondoggle. So in that regard, I think he has maybe the most potential. I think Tony Preckwinkle is so caught up in bringing the Olympics to her neck of the woods that she's lost sight of what government, in my opinion, should be doing as its first priority, which is educating people and taking care of the city. Even though I disagree with her on the Olympics, I appreciate the fact that she's the only person I can think of in the city who's forcing Mayor Daley to make any kind of compromises and changes, at least the only elected official. She pretty much forced them to abandon the plan to build over the railroad yards out by McCormick Place. So that and the fact that it was probably probably absolutely no money for it without expending billions of dollars. You know, I think she serves an important function in the Olympics. And it's ironic because when I asked Joe, when I was interviewing Joe Moore, you know, why he supports the Olympics, he used Tony as cover. He said, well, you know, my distinguished colleague, Tony Preckwinkle, I bow to her. It's her award. You know, it's a typical aldermanic attitude. Well, it's her award. She's for it. Therefore, I'm for it. And I think that sort of sums up kind of everything that's wrong with the city council, the way they do their business. They don't question the overall strategy of our policies, be they educational policies or major expenditures, transportation decisions, what have you. They leave it up to the mayor and the local alderman.
Let's explore another aspect of the functions of aldermen. And I'm thinking here about the role of an alderman as a legislator versus a facilitator of services. And I think that's kind of brought out by a quote in your article by Don Gordon. Gordon says, when he's talking about Joe Moore, quote, he's the invisible alderman. From day one, he's never here when it comes to basic service. And that's primarily what people are looking for in an alderman, end quote. My question is, do you think that it's ideal for an alderman to be someone who fills both functions? In other words, he or she is a legislator on the city council, but also someone that constituents look to provide services, like if my streetlight's out. Actually, this happened. My streetlight's on my block route for 3 weeks. And I called 311, and nothing happened, and I waited a couple weeks, and I called 311 again, and I had the service request number, and I gave it to the representative. He said, yeah, it's still open. And I could tell that. The lights are still out. And I said, what can I do to remedy this? He said, well, you've already done it. And so I called the alderman's office, and 2 days later, the lights were on. So my question is, do you think that's the right role for the legislator? Because, you know, even congressmen, to some degree, even though they act more as legislators, constituents still go to them sometimes for stuff like that.
Okay, well, going back to the quote that initiated all this, I think Don Gordon was a little unfair to Joe when he slammed him that way. My impression is Joe is about as good as any of the other aldermen in terms of providing services. But realistically, as legislators, the aldermen have given up that role. They don't use the power of oversight that they have. They merely act as rubber stamps of the mayor. There's occasional dog and pony show at a budget hearing or some sort of committee hearing where they'll drag down some mayoral flunky or some mayoral aide and harangue them to make themselves look good for the cameras and make it seem as though they are being vigilant in their duties. But by and large, they do whatever the mayor tells them. And so they do not provide a legitimate oversight. They do not provide a legitimate legislative function. As servicemen, that's their primary function, what it's become. And because the city, as you just described, is so incompetent, apparently, at taking care of something as fundamental as streetlights, you need an alderman to sort of be your go-between. You know, it's very interesting today. I just saw this in the paper. Mayor Daley lost his mind at a sort of press conference. I don't know what it was, a press conference where he's so mad. He can't stand criticism of any kind. And so at the 5th Congressional District debate last week, all 10 who showed up for the forum criticized the mayor's decision to sell Midway Airport. They said we shouldn't be privatizing an important asset like that. And Mayor Daley lost his mind at a press conference yesterday and just started disrespecting all city workers, essentially saying they're lazy and incompetent, and that's why we need to privatize, because the private market does such a better job. So it's funny, the mayor himself has the low regard of city employees, and apparently that's why he wants to privatize these city services.
The mayor has acknowledged that the city and, by extension, government cannot serve people.
Yes, which is kind of a strange thing for a Democratic mayor named Daley to say while he is proposing to take over huge chunks of the city and spend billions and billions of dollars overseeing the development of the Olympics. So it's like we're incapable of running an airport, which had been run, as far as I could tell, more than efficiently for years and years and years, and yet somehow or other we're capable of putting together a massive multi-billion dollar extravaganza like the Olympics.
Well, Ben, I think that's all we've got time for today. Thanks for joining me today.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
This is Dave Gloetz. We've been speaking about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.